Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's B'Shalach, features one of the most famous sections in the Torah. All the way at the end of the Parsha, the Torah tells us the story of Amalek's attack against the Jewish people. The nation of Amalek brazenly and wantonly went ahead and attacked the Jewish people as they were leaving Egypt, shortly after the splitting of the sea, while the rest of the world trembled in fear of the Jewish people and God, who was protecting them and taking care of them. But the nation of Amalek went ahead, ignored all that, and attacked the Jewish people without paying any attention to the miracles that had just occurred. Our sages tell us, and Rashi mentions, that Amalek can be compared to a stubborn person who sees a very hot bath and he jumps in, even though he will be badly scalded by the waters, but he has cooled off the waters for others. At the same token, Amalek, though it knew that it would be badly burned by waging war against the Jewish people at this point, and indeed they were, but nonetheless, they went ahead and did it, and in doing so, cooled off the fear, the hesitation of other nations in engaging, in attacking, in starting up with the Jewish people. Hashem tells Moshe that because of Amalek's terrible actions, they are marked men or a marked nation for the rest of history, and they must be wiped off the face of the earth. And while a much broader discussion over what Amalek represents and why they are so terrible that the entire nation, men, women, children, must be destroyed is beyond the scope of my discussion right now, what I want to focus on is how do we wage war against Amalek today? We don't know who the Amalekites are. Of course, you may have some suggestions of people who may fit the bill, but generally, we don't know who they are, and we have no way of really waging war against them. So is there any way for us to fulfill this dictum, this commandment of the Torah today? The commentators explain that really, what Amalek represents is the notion that I'll do what I want, don't tell me what to do. God can't push me around, God can't go ahead and demand how I live my life. I'm doing my own thing, and God is out of the picture. God has nothing to do with it. I'm here in this world, and leave me alone. I'll do what I want. And that is an attitude which, to some degree, in varying degrees, rears its ugly head within ourselves at various junctures. For some more often, for some less frequently. But the bottom line is, we all have those moments in our lives where we say, don't tell me what to do. It doesn't matter if it's an actual person asking us to do something, or if it's our own conscience, or if it's a time where God has expectations of us that we're aware of, and we shrug it off and we say, I'm not interested, I'm not in the mood, I don't want to do it. Don't tell me what to do. That attitude, that flippant attitude of just ignoring what we know to be true, of ignoring the reality of our responsibilities, of the expectations that are placed upon us in life, when we know we have to do it and we don't care and we say, I don't want to do it. That's the Amalek attitude within each and every one of us. We find that Rashi tells us that God did not allow Joshua, who was the general who fought against Amalek, to completely destroy them, even though he had the opportunity to do so. Why not? Why were they only weakened? Why wasn't he allowed to totally destroy them? And the answer, I believe, is because the nation of Amalek can only be wiped out when Amalek is wiped out within ourselves. And as great as the Jewish people were at that point, there were weaknesses within them. They had not completely overcome their own self-interest, the own part of themselves that says, I'll do what I want. Or as our sages say, Amalek came upon the Jewish people, and the Torah really says this, because the Jewish people said, is God among us or not? Meaning, of course the Jewish people knew God was among them. The manna fell every day. The clouds of glory were there. But the question wasn't, is God with us or not? The question was, is God with me personally? Am I ready to live my life together with God and submit everything at every moment to God? Or do I still have moments in my life, in my day, where I say, God, leave me alone, I'm not interested right now? To the extent that that attitude exists within us, the nation of Amalek exists in the world. The war against Amalek is the war with our own lower selves. Our own lower selves that say, I know I should be doing this, but I don't care. Leave me alone. I'm not doing it. Go away. I recognize the reality. It's true God is there, but I don't care. Go away. I'm my own person. I can do what I want. To the extent that we can eradicate that within ourselves, we are waging the war against Amalek. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos.